A very good morning to all of you. I've come here from the Sikh community and I was told, how come you all look alike? And I say it's no coincidence, we're all human beings, aren't we? We're meant to look alike.
You get batteries for it.
The issue here is not protesting, I beg your pardon. The issue here is to show solidarity to a belief. I don't have to be a Sikh, I don't have to be a Muslim, but if I believe in the right of another, and a very French man said that, but well before the Frenchman Rousseau said that, a Sikh guru has said that he will fight for the right of another. But today, the right of all people in France is at stake. We are here to appeal to the better sense of the French government. We are not protesters because we believe we have a right and the right will be given. Would you agree with me on that? We only protest when we think someone has done something deliberately. I think the French government is mistaken about this law and that good sense will prevail. I now call upon my brother, Harpreet Singh, also from the United States, to talk to you about the issue of the turban and how for the French will, if you want to travel to France to do a job, to put a school exchange program, how the children will be affected, or if you want to join the army, once more and do a stint in the French army. What we have to recognize that there are three basic human rights at stake here. The right to your expression of your religion and your faith and your ethnic identity. Number two, your right to education. And number three, your right to a livelihood. So Virji, Harpreet Singh.
I'm here on behalf of the people who protested, and also as a human being. This doesn't just affect Muslims, this doesn't just affect the Sikhs. This is the basic human rights we're talking about. Even if there's one Sikh brother, one Sikh sister, one Muslim sister who's prevented from practicing their faith, no matter where in the world, we should be here to show our solidarity with them. I've been speaking to friends and colleagues in France now, and I've been told that the most basic thing in order for the British system to happen is their lives to be hard. But they've been prevented from being hard to be hard, so they want to refuse to take a photograph of a thief with a turban on. If a thief was went to university, a friend of ours who refused place in five French universities simply because of the fact that he wanted to practice his religion. If this is democracy, then it's a sorry state of affairs. But one thing we've got to remember is that this is not a question of religion. This is a question of faith and human rights. At the end of the day, we're all the same under our skin. And we should support each other in our struggle. If that's one person's struggle, it's all our struggle. So with that, I'd just like to thank you all for coming here and showing your solidarity. Why are you going to take that answer? Why are you going to take it for this?